Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Paige Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Mom? What's up?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous, daughter. Everything is everything. I had a lovely, past couple of weeks. I was on a sort of vacation and, you know, went to some nice restaurants and visited some lovely areas and had just a wonderful family visit for almost 2 weeks. So I'm in an excellent mood. Everything is great. I'm in excellent spirits and everything is fine. The weather's still lovely, although summer is winding down. Everything is wonderful on my end. How about you, daughter? What's going on with you?
Yeah, everything is good. I actually have a cruise coming up, so I'm looking forward to that. That's coming up real soon.
Oh, wow. Oh, you are super duper fortunate. Oh, I wish it was me. Oh, so wonderful. Maybe I'll go one in the beginning of next year or whatever. I'll see what the mood is.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you all about it. But
have a fabulous time.
Okay, yeah, I will. So let's tell everybody what we're sipping on today. So today we're doing some whiskey, and this is called Screwball Whiskey, peanut butter whiskey, and this is Asian Own. You're going to give us a little toast, Ma?
I'm ready whenever you are. Here's to health, wealth, happiness, long life, and prosperity. Salud.
Salud.
Oh, this is a different taste.
It is. It's good. Mm. It has a little peanut buttery aftertaste. So.
This is a very tasty, and especially if you like peanut butter. Excellent taste.
Mm-hmm. So, Ma, we need to talk about, we're going to talk about pop culture, but, you know, let's talk about something that's going on right now as we're talking. The U.S. Open. The U.S. Open. So we know we gave Serena her flowers and we'll continue to give her her flowers. How optimistic are you about the future of American tennis, in particular the emergence of a couple of Black stars? We have Coco Gauff, who unfortunately lost her match, quarterfinal match?
Yes, in the quarterfinal, yeah.
And we have Francis Tiafoe, who currently is in the quarterfinals right now. He's playing right now. So how optimistic are you about
very, very hopeful. I mean, that's lovely about those specific individuals, but I'm not just going to limit it to any specific individuals. I'm glad to see the emergence of multiple players of color. I'm very happy to see that. I'd like to see more, in particular on the men's side. I'd like to see more. And I'm hopeful that will happen. I'm very hopeful about tennis.
Yeah.
It'll be a long time. I'm not even going to compare people to Venus and Serena because they were anomalies. Mm-hmm. They were like a once in a lifetime. So I'm not even going to make that kind of comparison. I'm going to say overall, I'm feeling very hopeful. You know, we are seeing some rising stars. How high their stars will rise and how long they'll sustain them, I don't know. But we're seeing so many coming. Mm-hmm. We know that we're going to have some more tennis stars. And we already have some sort of semi-stars. Mm-hmm. And we know we're going to have some more tennis stars coming in the future. And, you know, and that's all thanks to, Althea Gibson, Arthur Ashe, Yannick Noah, you know, and on and on and on. Add in Serena and Venus and on and on. Zena Garrison. So, you know, more coming. More have already emerged and even more are coming. Right, daughter?
Well, yeah, I am optimistic. I think that it's not for us at, you know, this stage of the game to try and put the pressure on anyone to be another Serena or Venus because, you know, they're the all-time greats and Serena is the GOAT. So we really don't, you know, need to say that. But the fact that we're seeing more, Black tennis players and, you know, and of color in general, I'm loving that. we really, like you said, need to see some more with the men, because I feel as though we haven't had too many men who reach the highest of highest at this point. So I'm happy, I'm looking forward to it, and we'll see how Francis does. But I think there's good things to come for him in the future,
Absolutely.
and the diversity of tennis.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about another one of your friends. And you do like this guy, but he's a goat. He is the goat, and he can take it easy whatever he wants to, but we don't know when that's going to be. Tom Brady. So Tom Brady was voted as the number one player in the NFL by his peers.
Absolutely wonderful. I'm glad he's embraced by his peers. And of course, they acknowledge it. Wonderful.
Well, I don't know if he's still the best player right now in the NFL, but I'll leave that
Now,
alone. He's
well,
the
it's not the
GOAT.
best player right
Well,
now.
that's
He's
what
great
that's
of
what it
all
is.
time.
Well, no,
Yes,
man.
the GOAT. All
But
right.
that's not
Well,
what the players vote on. Okay, I'll leave that alone.
see,
Anyway.
I didn't know. No. Share that
Yeah,
information,
yes.
daughter.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
didn't know that.
It
I thought you
changes.
were
It changes every
okay.
year. And
Okay. All
so
right. Wonderful.
all right.
Okay, so they're giving him acknowledgement for his history, his record.
Okay, Ma, let me get say what I want to
Okay,
say.
okay,
Okay.
okay.
So, all right. So he's had a lot of distractions this summer, from retiring to unretiring, and now the rumors about the rift between him and Giselle, which is none of our
Yes.
business, but somehow or another we
No,
have some
it is
info.
our business. It's just all our business because their lives are lived out in public. Nothing is private, you know.
Do you think
I'm
this is
teasing.
going do you think this is going to motivate Tom Brady to be to kill it on the field, or do you think that all of the hype, all of not the hype, all of the distractions off the field is going to get to him? And if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, was this a failure for him to come back for the 23rd season and being
No, it's not a
45 years
failure.
old?
No, it's not a failure for him. It's a victory for him because he is 45 years old, in excellent condition, and still able to play at a very high level. So it's a victory for him any way you go, because win or lose, guess what? He was the GOAT starting out in for this season. Excuse me. He was the GOAT starting out, and he'll be the GOAT when he finishes. So it doesn't matter. He has nothing to prove, and he's only attempting to break his own record. So I think he's good going in and he'll be good coming out. I think he may, of course, he would like to add another trophy, but if he doesn't, I don't think he'll be devastated. And I do think he's motivated to win. I can't think of anything else that would motivate him because he's achieved everything else. So he's motivated to win again.
He's motivated to win. I don't know how he's going to play in under these circumstances. I think that Tom Brady, sometimes he needs people to doubt him. And the more people that doubt him and the more controversy we've seen in the past when there was like the Deflategate that Tom Brady went out. And that's the other one, a Super Bowl. However, I think that all of this stuff with Giselle, I don't know, it may hit a little differently. And he's 45 years old. I hope that Tom Brady will be okay. I don't
Well, there's
know.
already been a different type of distraction, and there's
Yeah.
also already been a different type of elevation in terms of people speculating about him and Giselle simply because he took a couple weeks off. He left for a couple weeks. So this is something that Tom Brady doesn't do. So it has led to, certainly a heightened level of speculation. So we shall see what impact it has on him because he also came back.
He did.
You
He came
know,
back. Yeah.
yeah. So something was resolved. So
No,
let's see how it turns
they're saying that it's not really resolved. They're
out. Well, it's
saying
resolved
that,
that he's back.
well,
I don't
yes.
think he's leaving again. Well,
Oh, you mean him coming back to the team?
yeah, coming
Oh,
back.
yeah.
Listen, it could have been that he didn't even come back. Okay,
Yeah.
that's a different type of resolution.
Yeah, like I said, this isn't our business really about what's going on with him and Giselle. It's just that everything is
Okay.
just being played out publicly. So I think that
Okay.
it's going to affect his play. I do think, and I'm going to still lean towards, I think it's going to make him just go Tom crazy in a good way. But I don't know, how it'll do, how he'll
Well, we
do
shall see.
personally. We'll
Moving on
see.
down the line.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. So Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle had some comments, in particular Dave Chappelle about Will Smith. And he said, a lot of people forgot who Will Smith is. He reminded the audience that the actor was obviously from a rough part of Philly. Then 10 minutes before he was about to get the biggest award, he acted like he was back in Philly.
Yes.
Will did the impression of a perfect person for 30 years, and he ripped his mask off and showed us he was as ugly as the rest of us, whatever the consequences are. I hope he doesn't put his mask back on again and lets his real face breathe.
That's right.
I see myself in both men.
That's right.
And so, Chappelle cracked, about the caliber of people who attacked him, Dave Chappelle,
Yes.
as
Yes.
compared to Chris Rock.
Right.
But what are your thoughts on what Dave Chappelle said? And Chris
I
Rock,
agree.
go ahead.
I'm sorry, sweetie. Would you
I
finish?
was just gonna say Chris Rock said he wasn't interested in the public apology that Will Smith gave, but we kind of mentioned that before. He didn't like he said it was like a hostage video. He did not appreciate that. So
Right.
go ahead. Your
Right.
what are your thoughts
Right.
on their opinions?
I'm feeling what Chris Rock said. I felt it was disingenuous and very contrived. I
Okay.
didn't like it. You want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't doubt that he's sorry, but I don't like the way it seemed like it was too handled. It seemed like it was too orchestrated and managed by, his people, by Will's people. It didn't seem, because to me, he should have picked up the phone, the whatever, rang the doorbell, and spoke to Chris mano a mano, okay? Man to man. Okay. And then if he were after that, if he wanted to come out and say something public, fine. But I don't like the way it went, because that was a personal attack. That was very personal, but
Oh, for
personal, it's a whole
sure.
attack. So I don't like the way he handled it. I do not, and in that aspect, I disagree with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I think it was very disingenuous the way it was presented, not necessarily the sentiment, because I do believe he's sorry. But I don't like the presentation, that public presentation. Do not like it. As far as Dave, I'm feeling Dave. I'm feeling exactly what Dave Chappelle said. I think that's exactly it. He's been whatever, to the public, Will, kind of antiseptic type of Will, sort of, wholesome, scrubbed up type of Will that he's been packaged as,
Remember like Tiger, how they
that he's been
kind of
packaged as for years. And I think the pressure got to him. Not necessarily the specific incident. I think it all just boiled over. Okay. I think he maybe should have smacked was that guy Augustine or something? I don't know.
Yeah,
You know what I
August
mean? Yeah,
Alsina,
or something like this. You understand? I think it was totally inappropriate, but I got where the anger came from.
yeah. Yeah,
You
oh, for
understand?
sure.
Yeah. So I'm feeling what Dave said 1,000%. 1,000%.
I like what Dave said. I like that he kind of, we know he's friends with both of them, but he also knew
Absolutely.
where, obviously Will, in my opinion, went way too far. And maybe
In
Chris,
everybody's opinion,
yeah.
pretty much.
And yeah, and maybe Chris Rock, shouldn't have been playing with that because there was some history and knowing that that Will is a little bit more sensitive, but we don't
Listen,
know
but
what's going to
nobody
be a
ever thought it was
trigger.
going to,
Of
nobody thought it
course
was going to
not.
result in a public physical assault.
Of course
None of
not.
us ever thought that, whatever we thought,
Of
because
course
that
not.
was beyond the pale. So we don't want to revisit that too much. But
No.
in terms of the responses and the emotions and the assessment that I'm getting from all of them, I'm feeling it.
Yeah,
I understand Will. I understand that Will is sorry that he allowed himself to behave that way. I believe that Will is sorry he allowed himself to behave that way, period, under those circumstances, and on and on and on. I think Will is very sorry. I don't like that he's being handled again. I feel like Will is being manipulated again.
By who?
By whomever his people are, maybe even Jada, to make that lame ass pre-taped, pre-recorded apology. I don't think that was the way it should have been handled. I think he should have handled it like I said. I don't want to keep repeating myself.
Okay.
But like I said, mano y mano, he should have picked up the phone. And then if he wanted to follow up with something for the public, fine. Just to sort of let the public know. I appreciate that part if he would have done it that way, because he did what he did was acted out in the public in front of millions of people. So the apology should be in front of millions of people. But that's not the apology that should have been made first. The first apology should have been directly to Chris. You got okay. it?
Yeah.
That's
so
how I feel. That's for me.
That's all.
Me. You know, it was a punk move to just come on there with some old pre-recorded nonsense. Get out of here.
Okay. Well, I mean, I agree with you pretty much. So we could just move on to an update.
Yes, daughter. Yes, so, let's move on.
All right. So we all heard about Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears, the allegations that, you know, have been made against them. So the Tiffany Haddish went on Instagram and she said, I know people have a bunch of questions. I get it. I'm right there with you. Unfortunately, because there is an ongoing legal case, there's very little that I can say right now. But clearly, while this sketch was intended to be comedic, it wasn't funny at all, and I deeply regret having agreed to act in it. I really look forward to being able to share a lot more about the situation as I can. And so we know there was a lot of stuff that went on with the videos, and we actually saw the video of the little boy. The one was the 14-year-old girl, because it was a 7-year-old girl, a 7-year-old boy at the time, and a 14-year-old girl who was a sibling. Hers was supposedly her instructed by Tiffany Haddish to mimic fellatio on a Subway sandwich. So there's just a lot of stuff going on with this. And so the video we know was just really terrible, was really horrible. And, I don't know what's going to happen.
Right,
and yeah. Ari Spears has not, at the time of this recording, has not come out with any type of statement. Tiffany Haddish has.
I don't like that. And I really, Tiffany, you know, not saying it just because we're both, female or this or that, but Tiffany, I like that you did make some sort of comment and you did show some emotion. I like that. And that makes me want to give you the benefit of the doubt for what I really don't even know or understand, you know, that happened. But it makes me want to give you the benefit of the doubt. Ari Spears, I don't like that. I don't like that silence. I'm not comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. I'm not comfortable with that at all, because even if you can't go into specific details and so forth, I think we are all sophisticated enough to know, the public knows enough to know about litigation. And, you know, we're in this country in particular, and even around the world, but in particular, Americans, we are a litigious society. Mm-hmm. And we know about, you know, lawsuits and so forth. So we understand, but we don't like your silence. We'd like you to acknowledge that there's this thing going on, a potential problem and an issue. We want you to acknowledge it. And Tiffany, I embrace your move completely to at least say you cannot, you know, delve into details, but you can at least acknowledge that this is not a good thing, that there is an issue, you know. So I like that. So that's all I can say.
Yeah.
Because I don't know much else to say.
But the video was horrible that we saw.
The video,
it's in poor taste.
You want to say to yourself, what in the
what
hell
are you thinking?
Going on? Right. Yeah.
You know, we all make mistakes. I don't know. I don't even want to touch it, because the video just seems as though, how could they do this? Why would they make a video like this and think that it would be funny?
What on earth was wrong with you all at the time? Right.
Right.
It just is not good. And Tiffany, I'm glad you acknowledge that.
I agree. I can agree with you on that. Okay. So let's go to one of our segments that we love doing, called Out of Pocket or On the Money. So my, I know you like The Weeknd, right? The artist, the singer.
He's all right. I didn't
He's
say
all
I
right.
liked him. I think he
Okay.
has an inflated ego. Back in the day, we used to refer to that as conceited. He seems a bit conceited to me.
Okay, well, maybe
Okay.
not. I don't
So,
know him like
I
that.
like him. I
So.
like him. Okay. Didn't he do the Super Bowl or something one year when he was complaining and squawking about this and that?
He did do the Super
You
Bowl.
know, but he had a
Did.
bunch of complaints about the way it was covered and his
Well,
entourage and his, you know, staging and everything.
oh, I didn't
I
know
don't
that.
know. Yeah,
Okay.
he's a little bit conceited,
I
I
know he wasn't
think.
happy about some of the Grammy Awards, maybe not being nominated one year or something. I don't know. But
But maybe,
let
you
me.
know, I guess he figures being conceited work for Kanye. Maybe he thinks it'll work for him. I don't know. You know, it could
Oh.
be all be a ploy. I really don't know. But you say that I like The Weeknd. The jury is still out. I don't know if I like The Weeknd or not.
Okay, well, early in his set at the Los Angeles SoFi Stadium, Saturday night, September 3rd, The Weeknd lost his voice and had to cancel the rest of the show. So, in the
Yes.
middle of "Can't Feel My Face" is when his voice went out. He said, "This is killing
Yes.
me. I don't want to stop the show, but I can't give you
What
the
do you mean his voice
concert."
went out? Now, what does that mean?
Let me finish, ma. "But I
Okay, please.
can't
Okay.
give you the concert that I want to give you right now." And he said, "I'm going to make sure everybody's good, get your money back, and I'll do a show real soon for you guys. But I wanted to come out and personally apologize and not tweet it out or Instagram it. I
Okay, now
wanted you
listen.
guys to know that I can't give you what I want to give you. I
Right.
apologize. I'm
Good.
so sorry. I love you guys
Good.
so much."
Good. Okay, now
So,
he was
out of
talking,
pocket
right?
or yes, out of pocket or on the money for who's
Out of pocket, out of
canceling the show.
pocket. So damn out of pocket, he's off in another hemisphere.
Oh,
He's
wow.
totally out of pocket. You brought your ass out there and you were talking, right? You were
Yes,
talking.
that was his voice.
He was using words. He was addressing the audience, right? What the hell do you mean you lost your voice? Baby, people can say any damn thing they want to say. Oh, Naomi, how could you be so basic with what you're saying? That's so base. Let me tell you something, baby. You had a damn voice. What do you mean you lost it? You're lying. You had a voice because you came out there talking. When I say I have no voice, wait, hold on. When I say I don't tell me semantics, okay? When I say I have no voice, I mean, damn it, I have laryngitis. I can't speak to you because I have had laryngitis because
When was
my
that?
mouth begin not lately. Anyway, hold on. You come out. Look, I might be hoarse, frog throated, any nonsense you want to call it, okay? But if I'm talking to you, damn it, I didn't lose my voice. Okay, and many singers are hoarse in public when they give live performances because it hasn't been doctored up with all this auto tune and all this different crapola that they have going on these days. Okay, it hasn't been sanitized and cleaned up and whatever. So when people give live performances, we know that they don't
Well,
always
maybe he
hit the Hold on. They don't always hit the high notes and the this and the that. We know all that. We're sophisticated. We paid good money to see you. We know that you might not sound like your extended play digital things and all that stuff. We got all that. But baby, if you can walk out there and talk crap, the way your voice is, you ain't Luther Vandross, okay? You ain't no damn crooner. You just okay, all right? You got your hippity hoppity, whatever category they call it. I don't
He's
know what it is.
R&B. He's
Hey,
R&B.
he's neo soul. He's R&B. I understand you all that, but baby, you ain't at the top of the thing with your voice. Your voice might be good, but it's not extraordinaire, okay? So if you gave a performance and you didn't hit every note, you don't have no falsetto like that. You don't have no bass like that. You're somewhere in mid-range, okay? So everybody in the world knows you could have BS'd your way through the show And people wouldn't have felt, some people might have felt a little left down.
It was 70,000 plus people.
I understand, 70,000 people. Some people would have felt a little disappointed. Plenty of people would have felt good, half of them drunk and high anyway, okay? And being that your voice is only mediocre at best.
Or it has a good voice.
It's good. It's good, but it's not extraordinaire, baby. It's not extraordinaire. He ain't Marvin Gaye. He ain't Luther Vandross. His voice is not any with any of those, not of that caliber.
Ma, how about somebody from the modern era?
I don't know who the hell that is. You ain't Tank. Hey, you ain't Mario, okay? So I don't know who you think you are, your voice, okay? You got your background and all this different stuff that you have going on, okay? Don't get me wrong. You sound nice. But you don't sound extraordinary.
Well, what if he didn't want to have a performance like Ray J?
So you could have given your... what happened, sweetie?
What if he didn't want to have a performance like Ray J?
He's not Ray J. He's superior vocally to Ray J. No, no. Weekend, I would never say that about you. Please. I would never insult you like that. But Ray J is not a singer. And why he decided to stand up there and make an ass out of himself pretending to be one, I'd never know. Ray J is not even billed as a singer. He's billed as was a half-ass rapper. But he's not even much of any of that. He's a wannabe. I don't know what the hell he's trying to do. Ray J just do any damn thing to try to get him pick up a couple of bags wherever he can. You know, that's what's up with Ray J. He never pretended to be a singer. He never was any kind of rapper or anything. He just was out there. He's Brandy's brother and whatever, and Kim Kardashian's sex partner. That's it. Okay? Weekend, you do have, all jokes aside, you do have a good voice, but you don't have a great voice. So what you would have been is maybe average if you would have given the show. Half of the people are drunk and on drugs, smoked up and whatever they are, faded. Y'all say faded. Half of the people are faded. It's a holiday weekend. They want to have a good time. And I don't think you should have canceled it.
Well, here's my thing.
Now you wait a minute. I ain't finished. Let me just say this, daughter, please. Because I don't want people to think I'm talking over you, but you're cutting me off. What I think should have happened is that you should have said, I know some people are going to be unhappy, but everybody's not going to be unhappy if I go ahead and give this show. Okay? By you not giving a performance, you pissed off everybody. You pissed off, nobody is happy. You pissed off everybody. And I don't think you made a good assessment. Well, I don't think that was the move. Now, here comes my daughter to yab her mouth. Go ahead. I'm out. That's what I say.
Okay. Well, what about, don't they have vocals that they pre-record sometimes in case they have issues with their voices?
So you can maybe argue on my side that he should have given the show, and that's what he should have done.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
He's full of BS. He's full of BS.
Well,
you
see,
I'm old school. The show must go on. All this here fake fame stuff. Oh, my voice is not up to. A lot of times your voice ain't up to what you think it is. But go ahead and give the show. People like you. They paid their money to see you. You have disappointed them on multiple levels. They planned their weekend. 70,000 people. That means some people traveled from what hell to get there to see you. And then you bring your soft ass out there and say, oh, my voice is not. You ain't Pavarotti. Oh, you ain't damn Pavarotti. You could have talked doing bullshit through and hemming hard and grind and danced and smiled and bullshit your way through.
Okay.
People would have understood. Back in the day, the people who would give a show on Sunday nights, they would be in the club on Friday night, Saturday night. They give a show on Sunday night. You know, if you got tickets to the Sunday night show, they called it the bullshit show because the people was tired and hungover, and you would never get as good a show on Sunday as you did on the other day. So I'm just joking, but just saying, but you know what? But you liked who you went to see and you enjoyed the Sunday show. And to me, weekend, that was a bad move.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't really know what else to say, except if I had, if I was a professional singer, that I would try and record vocals so that if anything happens to my voice, that I can go up there and give some type of performance and maybe not use it all the time.
But
right on, daughter. Right on. Bravo, daughter. Right on.
All right. So moving on to T.I.'s advice, Ma. So.
Oh, my God.
So on the, on the money or out of pocket. So T.I.'s son, Kane, has found himself in some legal trouble lately. Ooh. He's 18 years old and he was arrested. I'm not clear why. Anyway, so T.I. said, got a small request. Stop hitting me and getting in my comments, telling me what to tell King. That's his son. Okay. I know my son. Think I ain't spoke to my son. Think I ain't told my son, his mama and his grandmama, his ass going to prison. If he goddamn keeps up, his ass going to prison. Ain't no way around it. Ain't nothing I'm going to be able to do about it. Can't nobody stop it but him. I've already had the conversation. I've already made my peace with it because I know that energy. I know that energy. I know exactly how it's going to turn out. And he said, King's a good kid. He's chasing after the wrong shit. And I trust in God to deal with it the way he sees fit. You know, now he's going to have to go through it and get through it.
Right.
Out of pocket or on the money.
On the money.
T.I., this is a video he recorded to his followers.
To everyone, right. Yeah. On the money, 1,000,000%. On the damn money. Son, daughter, loved one, you know, I'm giving you all I got in terms of my advice and my philosophy, my experience and what I've learned and what I think and what I know about whatever the situation is. I'm giving you all I got as one of my offspring. And if you ain't trying to hear what I'm telling you, then I got to leave it to a higher power. Whatever that is, the sun, the stars, the moon, God, Allah, Jehovah, Buddha, whoever and whatever that energy is. I've given you all I got. And you're an adult, there's nothing else I can do.
Yeah.
He's 1,000%. I've done what I can do. I've done all I can do. And the rest is up to you. And when he said there's no way to stop that from happening, no one can stop that except him, that is true to the nth degree. It's true. So T.I., I was white knuckling it through trying to hear what you were going to say. I was scared you was going to say something that, you know, maybe wasn't, you know, on point. But to me, you are 1,000,000% on the money.
He's on the money. I love that he said that, you know, he acknowledged, you know, everybody's concerns. And he also loves his son and knows his son and is keeping it real. He's not trying to sugarcoat anything. And I love that. And a lot of celebrities, you know, they say, oh, my kid is. No, he knows his son. He knows his son better than anybody else knows
his son. Any of us, right.
Except maybe his mama. So
maybe.
So
maybe. Better than the mama.
Okay. So I definitely on the money. And so finally, Ma, for out of pocket and on the money, we have the Real Housewives of Miami star, Larsa Pippen, was spotted on what appeared to be
Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Appeared to be a double date with Michael Jordan's son, Marcus. Now, is this out of pocket or on the money or none of our damn business?
None of our damn business. Who cares? None of our damn business. Who even cares? You know, you don't even know what that is. And guess what? Whatever it is, what relevance could it be? She's an ex-wife of Scottie Pippen. That's Michael Jordan's young son.
Well, he's an adult. He's not that young anymore. He's 31.
Well, I know he's an adult.
I mean, he's 30. He's not like 20. He's 31.
Yeah, let them do what they're doing. That's on them.
And
even if they aren't legal, we aren't the police. We aren't Child Protective Services. So go ahead. And besides, they're grown, so who cares? That's them.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't really see the big deal.
I like younger men myself. Go ahead.
Well, yes. Okay.
Especially Michael Jordan, son.
Oh, well, I'll leave that one alone, Vi.
Well, all right then.
Yeah.
Well, all right then.
Listen, that's nobody's business.
She can't get the father, she can get the son. So go ahead.
He's an adult. She can go with whoever. She can go with who she wants to go with, and he can go with who he wants to go with. If it's even true that it was anything romantic.
On the money, whatever they're doing, wonderful. Go on and do it.
Okay, so my let's talk about a reality show that is on Netflix right now. And I thought we should talk about it because there's so many different dating reality shows, but this one is...
Oh, yeah, we're getting saturated with those different dating type shows, yeah.
Yeah, but this one is a little bit different. It's called Dated and Related. And when I first heard that title, it was very cringeworthy, but it also said, let me see if these people, are these people really that serious? Are they crazy?
Yeah, the title can't be what we think it is.
Right.
But let's see what that title really means. Yeah.
So it piques my interest. And the premise is siblings and a pair of cousins that come together in this really beautiful resort in France to meet with other singles who happen to be siblings. In hopes of finding love by playing wingmen or wing women for their sibling. And Melinda Barry she hosts the show. She was a contestant on Too Hot to Handle for those guys and ladies who watch that reality show. Yeah. So it's I'm not sure. I'm on the fence about whether I like it or not because there's a lot of flaws with it. I think there's a limited pool of contestants. I don't like them all sharing one big open room and beds next to
each right
yes like the siblings right. beds are directly next to each other, almost connected, not quite but very close, and all of the contestants are in an open room, and so something about that just
there's a total lack of privacy,
right,
which I guess is intended to be that way because then of course there's a lack of intimacy and then there's, as you move further through the show, there's a piece where people like each other and they start to sleep together. Mm-hmm. I don't see them being separated. Now, maybe I missed that part.
No, they're not separated.
But they're all
switch beds
together once they actually identify people that they are attracted to. They still all share the same room. Mm-hmm. Then they don't even move into a private room. So I don't know what that means. You get in the bed with whoever you like and you do what? In a room with however many people. So what's that supposed to mean? So I really don't understand or appreciate that. I don't like the fact that when they go on dates, it's fine to talk to your siblings about how to share your emotions and ask their opinions about the person that you are interested in and so forth. To me, that's all fine. And, just sort of a natural flow. If you have a rapport, with your sibling, that's all fine. What I don't get is why is the sibling sitting there staring in the person's face and, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's your sibling. It's not your parent. And as these are all adults, is it almost inappropriate if it would be a parent? So I think the sibling presence is not handled well. I think there's other ways that they can do it where it's not so overpowering. And especially for the females, who maybe have a male sibling there with them. I think it restricts their behavior. I think it can be intimidating if something goes down between his sister and one of the guys, and we've seen something similar to that. So I see, quite a few things wrong, quote unquote, with it that I think are not so great. And also, I'm not really understanding where they go and what they do when they go on dates. I haven't figured that out. Do they ever leave the compound?
Doesn't look like it, because it's just...
That's all you ever see.
They're just eating dinner in the separate area, but it's not even separate enough.
And this is a beautiful estate that they're on, a beautiful mansion, but they seem to only utilize two or three rooms, and they seem to all use the same damn bathroom, which is as crazy as it can be. There's multiple people at one time in the bathroom brushing their teeth. Yeah. When I go in my bathroom, it better not be more than one other person in there. They have groups of people in there brushing their teeth. And then, there's certain things I don't like about it.
Okay, so did you want to rate it, or do you want to recommend it, or what do you, or you still on the fence? Because I haven't finished it yet. I don't know about you.
I want to wait until I finish up the entire season. And the only reason I'm waiting until I finish up the entire season, because I've seen quite a few episodes. The only reason is that I want to give it every opportunity to redeem itself,
Okay.
and that the ending will be so fabulous, that it will just sort of compensate for all the other things that are wrong with it. I don't think so, but in all fairness, I want to give them that opportunity. So I'm going to withhold comment, a further comment at this time.
Okay, all right. I'm agreeing with you because I was initially turned off by it in the beginning, and I'm okay with it now, but it definitely needs a lot of work. So we'll see when it's done on
Yeah, it
our
needs
next
some tweaking.
episode.
If it's going to come back and into another season and so forth, I'm pretty sure they'll do some tweaking. At least I suspect they may do some tweaking to the show.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, so I have one question for you, Ma. Have you heard about this movie that's coming out soon called Don't Worry, Darling?
Have I heard about that movie? I don't think so. What's that about, daughter?
Well, it's supposed to be retro. It's supposed to, like dystopian Stepford Wives theme.
Oh
And
God, I hate dystopian movies.
it was
They're
directed
just so
by
depressing. I just really don't care for them, but go ahead.
it was directed by Olivia Wilde. And it
Oh,
stars
is that
Florence
thing where
Pugh,
she was
yes,
fussing with who
Harry
was she in a
Styles.
fight with? Harry Styles
Well,
and
no, she was in a
oh,
fight with Shia LaBeouf. She is,
Shia LaBeouf, right.
yes, and
Yeah.
he's no longer in the film.
So what's
Harry
going on with
Styles.
that? So what's the question
Well, it's
here?
just been so much controversy surrounding it. Just kind of fights with Shia LaBeouf, and then and saying Olivia
And
Wilde
he's
doesn't
out.
seem,
He's
and he's
out.
out.
As a, he's
And,
out. Okay.
yes, and it appears that Olivia Wilde wasn't really honest about that Shia LaBeouf quit and she didn't
Yeah.
actually fire him. And
Yeah.
then there was this whole
Guess what?
thing.
It doesn't matter to me whether he jumped or he was pushed.
And then
He's out.
it also looks like Florence Pugh is not really, speaking to Olivia Wilde too much, that she didn't particularly care for the
Seem like the
relationship.
problem is Olivia Wilde.
These are all rumors,
She's the
all
common
rumors.
denominator.
All rumors that she wasn't happy that Olivia Wilde was gone with
Okay,
Harry
daughter, is there a
Styles,
question
da da
here
da.
or a
And
statement?
yes, Ma, I'm just telling you all of the
You give
background,
me a
what the
little
kind of
background. I got
right.
you.
After everything with Olivia Wilde and Florence Pugh, then there was the premiere of the movie. Florence Pugh wasn't there when they did like the little like round
Oh, the movie
table,
already
and
premiered?
it premiered in Venice, I think. Is it Venice? Anyway, is it Venice or Cannes? What one of them? I'm not really sure, but it just happened
I don't know.
recently.
It's your story, daughter. I don't know.
So Florence came later and she didn't make contact with Olivia Wilde. Then there was rumors that Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine at the viewing of the movie, which he did not. But there was all these
No,
different
I
things
saw
going
that
on.
video, but I saw it out of context. I didn't realize it was at the Cannes Film Festival, whatever. I didn't know what it was. I saw it out of context, and I didn't see. I saw the little video clip, but I didn't see the where anybody spit on anyone. I didn't see that. That was people on steroids, their imaginations on steroids. I didn't see that.
Well, yeah. So Venice, it's the Venice Film Festival. Do
Good.
you, is this something that you would want to see with all of this controversy?
No.
You still wouldn't want to see it? You don't think it'll
The
be
hell no.
juicy?
Nobody in
Okay.
there I'm interested in. Is Harry Styles still in there?
He's still in there.
No, because I want to see Harry Styles and something else coming up.
Okay, I know
No.
what you want to see here, but okay,
Nope.
so far the movie critics aren't really feeling it. So we'll see. We'll review it.
I'm
We'll
not
review it and
feeling
see what we
anything
think.
about it. Too much
Okay.
negativity going on. I don't even like the aura that it
Oh, and
exudes.
Chris Pine is in there too. I forgot.
Yeah, good. I'll see him in something else. He's in a lot of stuff.
Okay.
I have
All
no
right,
interest
Ma.
in it.
All right. Is there anything that you want to
I'll
tell me?
only see it if you insist that I see it, daughter, for the podcast,
Okay.
okay? If you insist, I will see it on my own. No.
Okay.
Hell to the no. Remember that saying? Hell to the no.
I remember the saying. I do.
Okay.
So, is there anything that you want to tell everybody before we go?
Everyone, please go vote. Please go vote. And please take care of yourself. And please remember every day to enjoy the sun, the stars, and the moon. Please remember, don't get so busy and so involved in your life that you forget. Every day you can see the sun, the stars, and the moon, or any among those three, you are fortunate.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour. Please follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Bambushi Happy Hour, and also All Things Peju. Visit our Etsy shop, the Bambushi Happy Hour, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, home of the Bambushi Happy Hour, All Things Peju. Once again, guys, All Things Peju is our YouTube channel. Go check it out. Subscribe, comment. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Bye.